Welcome to our Advent Reflections. This year, we're relating the gospel to popular culture by looking at the movies. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and I'm talking to Father Peter Malone from the Cygnus Film Desk. Cygnus is the World Catholic Association for Communication. Fourth Sunday of Advent. And Peter, for today, you're going for Where the Heart Is. Tell us about that.
Where the heart is, I think, is a very good phrase for any season of the year, but for Advent, especially in these times before Christmas, our hearts really are in anticipation of the close coming of Jesus into our world, the joy and the peace that he is to bring, and whatever the difficulties in our world, we are praying for peace and joy. That's a touch homiletic, but it's a lead-in to this particular film. Where the Heart is a film about a young girl played by Natalie Portman. She's an unmarried, pregnant teenager. And so that's the link, I suppose, to the Christmas theme. But she's abandoned by her boyfriend, and she takes up residence, not in a stable, but in a Walmart supermarket in this American town. And ultimately, it's where she gives birth. And so they do make some kind of parallel, of course, to the Christmas story in this film. But the nice thing about it is that she is befriended by a number of people in the town, and they enable her really to take care of the child and to grow up. And eventually she finds a career of her own. So it's not meant to be a parallel exactly to the Mary story, of course.
I know that Willie Jack walked out on you, but that's what makes him trash, not you.
He must have met Forney.
Smile.
You know his great-grandfather was governor of Maine?
Oh, you had a big date or something?
No, I am done with guys like that. No more men at all.
Oh.
Forney's in love with you.
Forney's different from us. He went to college.
Are you trying to say that you're not good enough for him?
It's a pleasant film, even though it's challenging. Some of the characters are quite unpleasant, especially the young girl's mother, played by Sally Field, who has really abandoned her and then turns up really to steal from her all the things that the people in the town have been giving her. So there are some harsh dimensions to the story. But by and large, it's a very positive one. And someone who is judged, I suppose, to be beyond the pale in some ways as unmarried and pregnant as a teenager, it's a reminder that whatever the situation in Nazareth, that's exactly how Mary was perceived. We have the sight of her being a fulfillment of prophecy and Jesus being her child. But according to the law, really in those days, Mary, alleged to have committed fornication, according to the law, would have been stoned. I think we tend to forget that. But Mary endured that as part of her being the mother of Jesus. And so the film and the story then are a reminder of the fact that it wasn't easy for Mary to be the mother of Jesus.
Is it that sense of community and compassion that echoes with the gospel for today?
That certainly does. And that's one of the fine things about the film. There's so much more to the film as it goes on, but the girl called Novalee really is supported by the community at large and enabled to go on and live her life.